from Lenin Ablak Gemara. We are in Daf Memtes Amud Aleph. We're about 12 or 13 lines from the top. We had a machlekes when you give a mashkin, I only kainid that was corresponding to the mashkin, or you already kainid the entire thing. We tried to bring a raya. Rav said you're only kainid kenegdoi, and Rabbi Yechina said you're kainid kenegdoi the whole thing. And we just discounted last raya for Shemitah. We said there's no raya because there could be the mashkin wasn't there as a form. It was just a reminder. It wasn't there to be kind of anything. Says the Gemara. Rav Kahana, three lines above the wide lines. Rav Kahana, Yovale Zuza. Rav Kahana once laid down money. Yovale gave him money. Akisna for some kind of linen. Lesayf, Ayaka Kisna. The material went up in value. Also, the Kame de Rav. Rav Kahana, who was a Talmud of Rav, went to Rav to want to know whether he can change his mind. Because remember, money is not kind. The problem was a little before that there's a Mishapara. How much money did he give you? Let's say the kistna was worth $500. He gave you $100. So the equivalent part of the kistna of the $100 is already, there's a mishapara. And the idach devarim, and the rest is merely words. Devarim ein behem mishum mechusari amana. And Rav makes another chiddush. Rav says, first of all, that the mishapara is only corresponding to the part that was that's covered by the money. So that's one mitzvah if somebody wants. Only covered by the part that covered the money. Number two is that yesterday we had that the Rava said that the Chachamim ain't Racham Noichemenu because you still have to keep your word, even with no Mishapada, just words. And Rav doesn't hold of that. Rav said the circumstances change, there's no Chsar in there at all whatsoever. You're not doing anything wrong, there's no lack of faith there. Circumstances have changed, you're allowed to change your mind. Rav says 100%. What's the story there? The Eidma we learned, Devarim words, Rav Amar, Ein Behem Mishum Mechusar Yamon. If I give you a pack to do something, there's if circumstances change, there's no problem whatsoever. And Rabbi Yechon Amar, like over here, circumstances changed. Why am I changing my mind? Last time in the Veltadayim, but the price went up and I want to make more money. Zero. No, don't do that. But it's supposed to be a chiddush here. Nothing to do with that at all. Circumstances change, you're allowed to. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Yesh behem mishum mechusar. Rabbi Yechanan says, even circumstances change, you have to keep your word. Meisavei, I'll ask a question. Rabbi Yeshe, but Rabbi Huda Imer, Ma tam leimer. The Pasuk says you should have honest scales, and it says there you should have Eifas tzedek vihin tzedek. Now, hin is a certain measurement, 12 lugin, and an eifa is 72 lugin. So, lechayit, if you have to have an eifa tzedek, madach a big scale like 72, surely a small one is much easier. Surely you should have an accurate scale. What do you need the Pasuk to tell you? So, I basically learns hin tzedek, hin tzedek, hin bechlal eifa, hin 12 lugins included in 72. El aloim lechayit tell you, shei hein shechot tzedek, v'lav shechot tzedek, hin bedash and hein. No, he's saying Rashi. Look at Rashi. Exactly, he said Rashi. 72 lugin. Rashi, Elishi. Hey, four lines in the narrow lines. How you bechal efosh ahin you base lugin ve efosh loisha soin shen ain base lugin.
But a lug is usually liquid, and a saw is
true. But it could be it's interchangeable. It's clear from here.
Because the
liquid is saying,
and solid
is saying. That's true. But is Rashi saying it's the same volume? It's the same. Even though the different measurements. So what? That you have to be honest. When you say you'll do something, you got to do it. You say you won't do something, you also shouldn't do it. Chakasha Rav. Omar Abaye, basically what Abaye says, Ahi, Ahu. You know what that means over there? Shalo yedaber echad bepev echad belev. Now this is a fascinating gemara here. Look at Rashi. What's the pshat? When are you a liar and when aren't you a liar? Rashi says this. Shalo yedaber echad bepev. Says Rashi. B'shashu eimer hadibur. If b'shas ma'isa, you're saying something. You knew that lo yehet b'daita. Sorry, lo yehet b'daita l'shanus. You have to be honest and think at the time that you're going to do this. Avol im nishtana hashah la'achas man. But if the price, let's say, changes, or the circumstances change, v'hu chayzer boy l'fishini hashah. You change your mind because the circumstances ain't kach salamana. A liar is only a b'shas ma'isa. You're not echa b'peh v'echa b'lev. But if b'shas ma'isa, you taka generally thought this is going to happen, and then it didn't, it doesn't make you a liar. That is according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan obviously holds that it does make you a liar. Rabbi Yechanan holds, if you say you'll do something, it's going to change. Too bad. You got to keep your word because you're a liar. So he takes Rabbi Yechanan literally. Setting by the right to make a last question, Rabshim and Rabshim says, Ava Bisha Amru, Rabshim, we had this yesterday, the Braise, Rabshim said that even though Tal is koine dinner, that if I bring the Dumashicha on the metal clip, I owe you the money of Zav, gold, over the 8 dinner Zav, koine Tal is, but dinner Zav does not buy, Tal because money does not buy commodities. But then Rabshim continues, Mekom Mokom Kach Halacha, never that the Halacha is as follows. Avol, we're going to throw at you the book and say, Avol, if you gave money, gold coins, and you're not proceeding with a deal, we'll throw at you the Mishapara. A cursor will just notify you, Amru Mishapara, Ma'anche Dera Mabul, Ma'anche Dera Flogger, the punish of those two generations, who Osid Lipara Mimisha Eino Oime Bedeburi, will also end up punishing somebody who didn't keep his word. In the Gemara, we actually had also Anche Zdoim and Anche Mitzrayim. I don't know why. Sometimes we just say these two.
And you say comparison to
who said that this is the apostle Edis here?
No, I'm asking.
What is it? No, there. Is that you don't treat money. You don't treat money. You have a problem with money. Money means nothing to you. No. Sabakuvi is because since money means nothing to you, so therefore, how can we trust you when it comes to money matters? That's all about money. Oh, yeah, don't do with that.
Can you give Edison?
It's possible on all ladies, but because most ladies have money. And the Atosh Rosh Eid, and some of the Rabbana there. The Rabbana made special to Kana. This has nothing to do with money. This is your word. Nothing to do with money. This has nothing to do with money. It's not a weakness. I'm telling you that anything which is a weakness in all those cases.
What I'm saying
is
that this Masada could be kind of a social sanction.
No. If someone doesn't. Why not? If you do an Issa that Bani, it can still be an aid. If you do an Issa that Isaac, it can still be an aid if there's no Malchus to it. It's only weaknesses when it comes to money. Only money, nothing else.
But to the extent of making somebody
chayv misa b'chilul
Shabbos.
We disqualify you as aidus. Chacham lay down, you're not an aid because you showed us you have a weakness. Maybe you get paid. If you show a weakness, it's a weakness. So it's a different chsaron here. Anyway, looking about Emerson Tanoihi, I can tell you. So the chayda, what is he? Rab Shimon says, you got to keep your word. Rab Shimon says, the problem is not from this part here. Rab Shimon continues, and he says, and even if he didn't give money, he just gave a word, then there's no mishapara, but ain't ruacham noichemenu. So it's clear, like Rab Yechon, like Rab. The Rai is not from this part here, because here you actually gave money. The Rai is from the next line. I'm so surprisingly, the Gemara doesn't bring the next line, which is the main Rai, which is that even if there's no money, just a word. That's the raya. Says Yimori, you're right. Tanoi. It's actually a machlekes tanoi. Tanoi, the Mishnah, Maise. So here we have Rabbi Shimon who definitely agrees with Rabbi Yechon, or Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Maise, Rabbi Yechon and Maase. The story of Rabbi Yechon and Maase. She'omba lebnoi, and we'll have this later in the Seichel Poilim, that he said to the son, save us, achol on the Poilim, go out and hire employees. Halach, he went. Upasak lemazonis. He worked out a deal with them. And he said, I'll feed you. But he didn't quantify what kind of meals he's going to describe the meals he'll give them. He came home to his father. Now we're in trouble. Because I feel out to Oishalem, Kasuda Shleimah Beshaitim, which Shleimah had 108,000 soldiers there, and he gave them a meal for everybody. And you give them that meal to these three workers, you wouldn't be Yezi Yechaiva. Why? Shehem Bnei Avram, the Yitzchak, the Yaakov. Because they're the Bnei Avram, the Yaakov, therefore they're worth everything. There's no limit to what they're worth. Whatever you give them, they're worth more. Ella, this is why I recommend strongly, since you left it open-ended, actually, before they start working, save them and let them go back and tell them, I'm promising you only bread and legumes. You can give them more, but anything more is a bonus. But promise them the minimum. Now, what does he clear from here? That he can change his mind. If you can tell me that what words is too late, how in the world can you tell them to go change your mind? It's a weakness. You're not allowed to change your mind. This is very different. Because the Poyim themselves didn't believe it. They knew that this guy was only the son, representing his father. So they knew whatever deal will be between them and the father. So even though the son might have promised them the world, they didn't take him seriously. My time of wine made the yod. They knew that Allah was some of they relied on the father. So why did he say before they commence working, organize a deal? Even after they started working, they know that the father is going to be the ultimate decider. He's chilul b'melacha, because when they started working, vaday sam chidatayu. When they start working, they're definitely saying merdas. Amri, they say, once they start working, they'll say to themselves, meimar omer kamedavu. He must have told his father that he hired us. He must have told his father the arrangements. And benichlu, the father didn't say anything. He didn't protest. He said, he's happy. It's too late.
What are the chances if he gives him a respectable lunch? They're going to complain. It's not, we want a chant on top of it.
It's not a question of them complaining. It's a question of discharging our chayv. Yeah. If you give a promise, you must keep your word, even if circumstances change. The guy says, "Friend, I intend to give you a gift. You're allowed to change your mind." Everyone knows you're allowed to change it. Everyone knows you're allowed to change your mind. The only question is if it's the wrong thing or not. But you could change your mind. There's no kinyan. I just promise I'll do it. So I change my mind. Must be Rabbi Yechonah saying you're allowed to. What's going on here? Before Rabbi Yechonah said that Meshul Chasari Amon, and now he's saying you're allowed to change your mind. How's that work? And for the Gemara, but a papa, because a Moide Rabbi Yechonah is a Moide. This is how it works. It's a bit more than the Lashon of Yechonah. But that's part of the Lashon of the Gemara there. There's a difference between a Matan Merubin and a Matan Muetis. If it's a large gift, then the person on the beneficiary doesn't really think that he's going to get it. So because there's no smichas das, changing my mind is not a problem. When is there a problem? When the guy thought you meant it. If it's a small Matan and I said I'm going to do something, people think you're going to do it.
So this is the
No. This is before he gave them the lunch. The smichas das is when he spoke to them, and when he spoke to them, you made it sound like smichas das. A massive lunch, whatever it is. He said, no matter what you give him lox, you give him caviar. That's not about the quantity. You're talking about the quality of food.
Yeah,
Mazayin.
So maybe
it has to be caviar, not lox. He's a rich man. Rabbi Yechon Masya. Matan Mu'et the Samchadatayu. When does Rabbi Yechon say that you have to stick to your word? When the people are Samechdas, they rely that you're going to do. And when is that? That's a small matana. And Hachin Amistam, I'll even prove it to you. Yisrael Shon Ben Levi. If a Yid said to a Ben Levi, "Kur Maitz," I have to give you Maitz. You know, Kur Maitz Yeshlo Biyodi. I owe you a whole Kur. That's 30 saw of Maitz sitting by me, and it's yours. And Ben Levi Rashoi Lases Trumas Maitz Among Machad. Ben Levi can rely that he'll eventually pick it up, so he can already use that as the Truma that of all the other Maitz that he collected, and say, "Oh, the Truma of that Maitz." Because Levi has to give Truma as well. The Truma of that Maitz that I'm going to use that Kur that's sitting by that guy there. How exactly he became his, we already had in Gittin the Flamet over there, because Rashi says it's called Makire Kuna, because all the other Levim or all the other Kainim are Masir Das, they're going to get it, so then because the Miyayish becomes his. Now, how if the din is you can change your mind, how can you rely that you did that they're still sitting there? Maybe he'll give it to another person. How can you go ahead and based on that, you can go ahead and eat? And as if you already gave the truma, but you cannot change your mind. You can rely. If the din is you're not allowed to change your mind, you can rely on it. You can change your mind. Why are you allowed to? This akasha and Rav, right? Rav Yechon. This is matan muetis. I look at the kudas. How can kudas matan muetis? This is a large matana. And we just said a minute ago, matan merubah. Everybody's moide. That's nothing. So Rashi already explains that the Yisrael doesn't own the kud. He only owns the Toiva Sano that he can decide which one. How much is that worth? That's the Matan Wetis. That's all he's really giving away. And the Matan Wetis, Bechel says, you cannot change your mind. And Bahurai, we're relying on it. It's a Kashanav. Amai Rashoi, he's talking to Kochotivim. He's a Raya Tera Bechel, a Kashanav. But the Gemara, love Davke. Hocha Maiskin, and even according to that, we can say, he's talking about a case, not Lumim Menu. We had it before already. He took it from the Yisrael, and then the Chazav can say, look, I don't have any time or any space right now in my place to bring it. Can I mind if I leave it with you? So therefore, became the ladies already, and therefore, it's too late. The lady can count on it, even according to Rab, because you gave it to me. Freddy Gemara, if so, Yehochi Ema Sefer. Look at the Sefer. What happened to the poet? He didn't listen. He defied him, these instructions. Nostril Ben Levi Achad. He saw that, turn around, give it to somebody else. Then Eilo Alava Trumas. This Ben Levi, who was promised it, only has tainus, but he can't take it back. But Lechayda, according to your pshat right now, that he already took it and he just gave it back to the Yisrael to hold it for him, what right did the Yisrael have to give it to somebody else? It already belongs to this Levi. Of course, he has much more than just tainus. He took it get it already here. Is a lashmar. Is that I even like not glue? Is that I talking about a case he never took it? That's why all he has is tightness. And yet, Kozman, the guy didn't give away to somebody else. This Ben Levi can rely on it because he won't change your mind. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, shmami knows a good rayim. Who gave it? Was a person in the Yoav Zuzi Ashushmi once gave money to buy sesame seeds. Obelusayif ayakir. It became very expensive. Shumshmi, suddenly the spice, the price went skyrocketing. How did Hadribu, change his mind. But Omrulei, less lon shumshmi, I have no shumshmi to give you. Shkol Zuzi, take your money back. Loi Shakul Zuzi, the buyer didn't take it back, maybe hoping that the price will come down again or whatever it is. He didn't take it back, it was in a rush. In the meantime, Ignoy, it was stolen. The question is, the person had to reimburse him the money. He told the guy, come and take your money. The guy, is he responsible, the person who's still holding on to the money, is he a shomer on this money or not? Also, the kamedirav, they came for Rav. Omeli said to them, Kivan, the amulet, the guy told you, Shkoil Zuzu, take it back. And what's he saying? I don't want to take responsibility. But Lo Yishakli, you took your time. We're talking about that he couldn't, obviously, he had more than ample time to take it back, and he didn't. Lo Yimibay Shemesach Lahavi, not only isn't he a Shemesach, he's not responsible at all. He clearly told you, take it back. In other words, even if he's Peshaya, he left the door open at night and your money was stolen, too bad. Nothing. It's nothing. Exactly nothing.
No responsibility.
He told you, take it back. I'm not responsible.
Maybe he's saying because I bought the sesame bats and we made a deal.
No, remember, money's not kind. I get Misha Potter. We'll sing more to him in a minute. I get Misha Potter. That's it. But you can only have kindness to me, but nothing more than that. I have a right to change my mind, but that's the wrong thing to do. But the rabbi should have called in this guy, the guy who's selling the shoes, and should have given, exactly, and thrown the book at him and give him an ultimatum. Either you proceed with the deal, otherwise I'm going to have to curse you, like a bai said before, with a Misha Potter. Pick your choice. Amalu hachinami. It's exactly what happened. He called him in, gave him the ultimatum, and the guy didn't care. So therefore, the deal was unraveled, and he's not a shomer. Omer a puppy said, the story never happened. There was a rabbi who came over with me and told me, his name was Rav Tovis. The Amel other said, Rav Shmuel Bazutra Shmei. His name was Rav Shmuel Bazutra.
They mixed him up with Rav Tovis because it sounds so similar.
Exactly. Do you have a Yovel called Chalol the Alma? He said, look, if somebody would give me an entire universe, Loi Havi Komishani Badura, I would never change my word. A word is a word. See, important is a word is a word. A word is my bond. But did he have moved to this story that people are going around telling happened with me, and it never happened the way you guys told it? I'll tell you this real story. I'll tell you the real story. And then when you read the story, it's such a different story. You wonder how you know Bechal's story. Maybe it's a different story altogether. It's like having more brachas. You know, it wasn't a Shabbat Friday night. It was a Shabbat night. It wasn't a palm tree. It was somewhere else. Different person.
Gossip goes around. And
yeah, but how do you know it's the same story? How do you know it's the same story? Just because the same Rava. Rava lived a long time, and he was a paskim. Anyway, it was that day. It was a panya. The malshba was Friday afternoon. How it was? Vavi Yisivna. I was sitting. But also, who gavra? A guy came to me. The kaya baba standing by my doorway. Omali, he said to me before Shabbos, Islach Shushim, I need sesame seeds, I need chvesa to put on my chalos. The Zavuni to sell me? Amri, I said to him, Loi, I'm sorry, I don't have any. Omali, look, it's Erev Shabbos, I have no bank to put the money in. Do you mind if I leave this money in your house as a pekodin? Because it's about to become Shabbos. There, exactly. That's the whole point. That's a different story.
Just look after the money.
I said, I don't want to take a chayes for his money. I'm not a bank. And I go to shul all day. I'm at home. I said to him, you know what? Har basic kamach. My house is open to you. Do what you want. So I spinned the base. He went into the house, put it down somewhere. And the eagle was stolen that day. Also, the camera rabbi took me to the rabbi. I have to pay. Omalei, and rabbi said to this guy, call her basic hamach. When he said to you, when the rabbi said to you, the house is open. What kind of expression? The house is open. I'm not taking responsibility. That's you want to put in my house with pleasure, but I'm not taking chayes. Otherwise, I would say, okay, give me the money. I'll take care of it.
Isn't he saying the house is open? It means anybody can come in. It's almost like a warning.
Exactly what he's saying.
Anyone can come into
exactly.
My house.
I feel the shabbichin nami. No, he wasn't saying that. He's saying the house is open. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I feel the shabbichin nami lahavi. That was the story. But the story went, and we could mishapar in this story. Then there was never a sale of shum shumim. What are you talking about? But Amali told me, "Lohoid Rabbi Elab's above Meisa."
Never happened.
So how you know this is not the same story? That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's another story where it did happen. Anyway, Rav Shimon said, "Whoever has the money, his hand is the upper hand." He made another comment. When is all this said? When the money and the fruits are in the hand of the Meicher, you can change your mind. If the money is in the hand of the Meicher, who paid it biyad lekech, which means that the lekech did a meshicha. Why? The problem is because the money is in the hand of the meicher. The problem is that the paid is now, there was a meshicha by the lekech, and that's why it's final. Or the money by the lekech, what's going on here? What do you mean, biyad? It sounds like it's in the hand of the lekech. It's in the hand of the meicher. It means that the exchange of the money, which is the paydus, is in the hand of the lekech. He did the meshicha, so therefore it's the deal is final. So what's Hashem telling you? You make a deal and you made a kinyan. Well, how can you change your mind afterwards? There's no cooling off period. So take it even, it's over. This is what happened. Remember, the whole thing is made rabbanon. The whole inyan is made rabbanon. And even Reish Lakish is made that Rav Shimon holds that Mahatayde, the money is kaina. So I mean the Rabbanon, because we don't want the seller to say your wheat got burnt in the attic. But you know what? They're talking about a case here where the attic belonged to the buyer, and the buyer lived downstairs. So what are you worried about? That if the money is not kaina, if there's a fire or a flood, nobody will take care of it. The buyer is downstairs, and he's aware of it. And if he sees a flood or a fire, he'll jump and save it. It's his attic, and he'll save his, and it's his fruit sitting in the attic. Even though the guy's renting it from him. Shaliyah shalakech muskeres biyad moichi was rented by the moichi. Time might hear about Mashiach. What's all reason Mashiach exeder shem yemelo yisrael chidav aliyah that year we got burnt. Hachab b'shus lakech and it all happened in shus lakech. Enough with lika b'oynes. You told him I should bring it. Hogav was a person. The Yozuza Chamra. There was a guy that he paid money, put down money to buy wine. L'soif shama. He then heard. The Kaboyi Liminzebe, he heard that the Beparze Grupila, that the government over there wants to take the wine for some kind of an event. And which means that he will be, they confiscate the wine, they won't even compensate him and lose everything. Now, because he didn't make a Mashiach, Amale ran back to the Moich and he said, Havli Zuzi, Labina Chamra, give back my money, I don't want the wine. Also, the comment of Chizda, he went to Chizda, but he gave me the money already. Amalei, kederech shetiknu meshicha b'moichin kach tiknu meshicha b'lekuches kol zman meshicha. He changed his mind. I mishapara, here there's no mishapara. Because when is mishapara? Stam the belt rein.
You never completed the deal here.
No, not that. But mishapara, I gave the money. When is the mishapara? When stam the belt rein. Here they have a good reason why. Because when mishapara, I'm scared the price will go up and go down. That means it's too bad. You gave a word, you're going to buy it at today's price of $10. You can't change your mind because it might go up to 12 or did go up to 12. Here it stops and gets totally different. The king might confiscate it. A valid reason why not to go ahead with it. And therefore, there's no Misha Potter. It's not stamp, it's not a rishis here. Second one, right there. Oh, you know, now the Gemara starts getting complicated. Oh, you know, means cheating. Our board kesev, me esim, baba kesev, the sixth. Now, the dinim of cheating is as follows. If it's less than a sixth, you're meichel. The Rishayim have a chakira and a machlekes, whether the pshat is that really I shouldn't even be charging you less than a sixth, but you're meichel me, like your neighbor. If I steal less than a pruta, you're meichel me, is that what it is? Or the chatchila, I'm allowed to charge you up to a sixth because everyone knows that that's part of business. Big machlekes. So if you're not allowed to even charge less than a sixth, how do you make money? Anyway, so, but if it's exactly a sixth, you give me back all the money that I gave you. Not, so this is interesting. If I charge you a sixth over the price, you don't give me back the difference between a sixth and a little bit less than a sixth. You give me back entire
16.5%.
So if I charge exactly 16.5%, then you have to give me back the entire 16.5%. You don't give me back a half a percent to bring it down to 16 and say, okay, now you're meuchel me. It doesn't work that way.
And six would be above the recommended rate.
No. The cost. Cost, including all the wages, and you know, including all the costs, and then you have above 16.5% or above sheesh. Then the lekech has a choice of either taking the money back or canceling the whole deal, and it works both ways. The meichel is cheating, doing the same thing. Says the Mishnah, what's a sixth? If arba kesev me'esiv, arba kesev, what's it? $4 out of 24. Lesela shtus lemekach. It's a sixth of the value of the merchandise. If that's very important. That's going to be the whole Gemara now. And how much time, what's the cooling off period? Or how much time does the buyer have to realize that he was cheated? Not forever. Ad Kadesh Yidin Latagal Krav, enough time for him to go home, show it to his family, or show it to another retailer, and the guy can right away tell him, oh, you got a good price, or say, well, you're overpaid. That means it could be an hour, 2 hours in Fafan. Taisa says, in the Satadar Shiurin, but we say we fix the time, whatever the time is in every place, to go to another retailer or to home, which might be an hour, 2 hours, and that's it. Rav Tarfon Belud, Rav Tarfon was a businessman, was a lud, and he came along and said, no, you got to make money. You'll make up to a third. You'll have to make profit up to a third, you might. Okay. Shlish lemekach, a third of the value of the merchandise. That's a very big margin. 33% net margin, and a third. V'samchu tagni lud. All the merchants and retailers in lud were so excited. Rav Tarfon understands business. But then he went ahead and said, Amar Lemi said, but you know how long the cooling off period is? Not an hour or two like the Tanakhama said. Kol ayei mudalach, they had 24 hours to change his mind. Now they don't like it because a lot of them were cheaters and they were scared to go home. Also, people get very passionate about a product. But once you have it in the house, you sort of, the passion wanes.
Reconsider.
Or the passion wanes. An hour or two is not long enough for the passion to wane. 24 hours is a long time. Amru Loi, they all said, you know what? You need to have time for Makedo. Have time for go home. We don't want you. Shows what kind of got up they were. They were more worried about the cooling off period than the merchandise, than the profit, which tells you what kind of schacher they were. Exactly, very good. Like Israeli, what do you call it? Dead Sea perfume.
They're selling Sea Mart
for $10,000 a dollar thing, yeah, sorry, yeah.
And this thing is for all commodities or only
everything, except karka. Ain't another kakoyv. Miyad la misach, anything which is transferable. Says the Gemara, Itmo, we have a big machlekes there between Rav and Shmuel. Halkop. Rav omashtus mekach sheninu. The only thing that we look at is the value of the merchandise. If it's a sixth, less than a sixth, more than a sixth. Look at the value, the true value of the merchandise, as we'll soon see. Shmuel says, no, either the value of the merchandise or the value of the money. Shtus mois nami sheninu. If it's a sixth of the money, even though it's not a sixth of the merchandise, we also have follow the laws of Aino. And we'll do, even though it might be more than a sixth of the merchandise, but if it's a sixth of the money, we'll do what the law of money is. If it's less than a sixth of the money, it's machlek zachrein. For example, shavu shisa b'chamisha, the merchandise is worth $6, and you sold it for $5, so the moichah just lost a sixth, right? So that's Aino. Shavu shisa b'shiva, or something worth $6, and you sold it for $7, so so he paid $6 more than he should, so the lekeach was cheated a sixth. Kuli am lepligi, the bottom mekach. Everyone agrees, you go after the mekach. Boy, no, Habi. Answer no. Keep pligi, we know mechleik is it. What about shavu chamisha b'shisa? You sold something worth that was really worth $5 over $6. Now, if you sold it for $6, you sold it for more than a sixth. So this was the Mecca should unravel. That's what I was going to say. But Shmuel says, no, but coins-wise, I paid you one zuz more. That's only a sixth. So coins-wise, it's exactly enough. If you look at the Mecca, it's more than a sixth. If you look at the coins, it's exactly a sixth. Yeah, but yeah, in a way. Or Vishavi Shiva Vishiso, something that was worth $7. And you sold it for $6. So that's less than, if you look at the Mecca, that's less than a shis. If you look at the money, I lost a sixth. The Mecca just lost a sixth. It's exactly no. We don't say it's more than no or less than a sixth. And the Rav, the Amma, Bosa, Mekich, has let me only look at the merchandise. Then Shavi Chamisha Beshi says the value of $5 was sold for $6. So therefore, Bitul Mekich Habe. If in the case, according to Rav, in the case of $5 that you sold for $6, you sold for more than a $6. You look at the value. So therefore, the whole deal unravels. Bitul Mekich Habe. And in the other case, Shavi Shiva Beshi of $7 down to $6, which is less than a sixth. Is mechila avos mechila? Ushmul Amar Shmul says ki amrinan mechila bitul mekach. When do we use these other rules of mechila less than a sixth or bitul mekach over a sixth? Heicha the leka shtus. There's no shtus in either one, either the value of the object or the value of the money. Avol heicha the ikar shtus mitzad echa. But if there is a case of a sixth, at least from one side, either the merchandise or the money, I know how it's I know. Tanah, we looked at our Mishnah.
No,
we could look at your cost. Your costs. Only your cost. Doesn't matter. Another guy might have bought it from another state or another farm. Only costs. Yeah, or the Rabbanim would have Mashgichim running around. Like they had for the scale. Remember, they had these Mashgichim running around checking all the weights.
Department of Weights and Measures.
Yeah. Yeah, the invoices, yeah. So then you have two sets of invoices.
Well, it's not.
You don't sell it on the open market.
Yeah, still, if you have a dispute as to whether
you go into a Schwarz arrangement, you don't come back with disputes.
Now we're looking at Mishnah. I know Dalid Kesev Me'esi Vabor Kesev. It's clear that Mishnah, that's a sixth of the merchandise. Listen, Stus Lemekach. That's clearly my love. The Zovin he sold. Shavin Esrim Be'esim Vabor. What happened there? It was really worth 20. He sold it 24. Which is what? If you look at the merchandise, it's actually a much more than a sixth. It's a fifth. And yet we say that's Oino. If you look at the money, as far as the money is concerned, you gave 24 when it should be 20. So as far as the money, you gave a six more. But if you look at the merchandise, you're talking about the Zovin, Shovin, Esim, Abob, Esim. You bought something 24 down for 20. So if it's a sixth of the Mekah. So who lost over there? Midisan the Meicha. Yeah, the Meicha lost. So aim was safe. Look at the next case in the Mishnah. Ad Mosai Mutal Harzir. Till when can you change your mind? Birdeshi Yidel Le Tagel Le Kreiva. But that doesn't apply to the vendor. Vom Ram Nachman Le Shonra Le Kech. Only by a buyer of a Meicha Le Oilem Chayzer. The vendor can always change his mind because he no longer has the merchandise in his hand that he can remember exactly what it was, that he could find out whether he did the right thing or not. Ella Navosim to Toma the Zovin Esiv Abov Esiv Vitamne 24 for 28. 24 is exactly a sixth of the Mekach. A sixth of the Mekach was overpaid, 28.
Shouldn't you say the Mekach should have checked the price before?
But he didn't. But you don't charge for past tense. We're giving you time to check it after the event happened. Before the event, you don't have a chais. Now we learned, hoyde daptarf. Now we're going to ask the same questions again, but this is daptarf. Daptarf paskel lud, hoyno, shmoyin the kesem and abod, 8 out of this was the third. Shlish le mekach, again, a third of the value. My love, the zovin, shovin, shisrib, as abod, what happened, it was worth 16 and you paid 24. That, so that's exactly a third. Vishmamna shlish moyin, sorry, and that's not a third. If you look at the merchandise, that's half. Half of 16 is 8, that's what you overpaid. Obviously, we're talking about the money. That I Shmuel, like the Zovin Shavi Esiv Abob, she said, all the way around, 24 down for 16. But you want so it's the third undercut. But you want to mean this on a Meicha, who is cheating the Meicha? Ain't me say, Vormel Em Kalayem Mutu Larze, Vormel Nachman, Loishonel, Lekeach, Ava Meicha Loil Chayzer. The Meicha, this mission is only talking about the buyer, not even focusing on the seller. El the Zovin Shavi Chavi Dalu, bit lost mitrein. He sold 24 for 32. We'll stop here. Yeah.